As a quarterback, I love sports. But sometimes when I get hit on my blind side, front side, and put on my backside, I wonder, is Sport Clips better than sports? Because Sport Clips Haircuts is sports on TV, plus a relaxing haircut, hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. Which is better than sports plus Sport Clips. It's a game changer. Check in online at sportclips.com.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Nova Lane, back with another dose of truth bombs about your phone and its villainous ways. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing that dopamine hit from notifications? Like you can never quite unplug because the sirens on of social media is just too tempting. You know, the feeling when your phone vibrates and you instinctively grab it, even though you were totally in the middle of something else. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Today's episode is all about reclaiming your time, energy, and sanity by creating a safe space for digital detox. Because trust me, your life outside that screen deserves just as much attention. Okay, so you want to ditch the phone obsession, but finding those moments of peace feels like trying to herd cats. Totally understandable. It's like our phones have become these magnetic black holes sucking us in, and we're the helpless little astronauts spinning around in their gravitational pull. But fear not, my digital detox warriors. There are ways to create a sanctuary where you can actually disconnect and recharge. Here are 5 things you need to know about building the safe space for digital detox. First up, physical boundaries are your best friend. Think of it like this. You wouldn't leave the fridge door wide open all day, right? They'd make a mess. The same goes for your phone. Designate specific areas in your home like your bedroom or dining table as phone-free zones. This helps create a clear separation between your digital life and your real life. Number 2. Schedule it in. Treat your detox time like any other important appointment. Literally, put it on your calendar and block out those hours for yourself. Don't just say you'll do it someday. Make it a habit. You wouldn't skip a doctor's appointment, right? This is self-care, people. Thirdly, embrace the power of no, and I don't mean saying no to that extra slice of pizza, although that's totally allowed to. I'm talking about saying no to those constant pings and notifications. Turn off non-essential alerts, disable social media badges, and for goodness sake, switch off your phone at night. Now, this one is crucial. Find alternative activities that actually spark joy. You know those things you used to do before you were glued to your screen? Reading, painting, going for walks in nature, connecting with loved ones, dust them off and give them some love. Remember, life is meant to be lived, not just observed through a screen. And finally, remember that this isn't about being perfect. There will be days when you slip up, and that's okay. Just keep practicing, keep adjusting your boundaries, and celebrate those moments of real-life connection. You got this. Let me tell you a story. Picture this. Sarah, a bright, ambitious young professional, was drowning in notifications. Her phone felt like an extension of her hand, constantly buzzing with emails, texts, and social media updates. She felt exhausted, overwhelmed, and disconnected from the world around her. One day, she realized something had to change. She decided to create a digital detox haven in her bedroom. No phones allowed. She replaced screen time with reading, journaling, and cozy evenings with a good cup of tea. It wasn't easy at first, but slowly, Sarah started noticing the difference. She felt calmer, more focused, and genuinely present in her life. Her relationships deepened because she was actually listening instead of scrolling. Okay, so we've talked about creating that safe space for digital detox, setting boundaries, scheduling time for disconnection, finding alternative activities, and embracing imperfection. Remember, it's all about reclaiming your time, energy, and sanity. You deserve to have those experiences that truly nourish your soul, not just scroll through a feed of filtered lives. Now, I want you to take a moment and think. What is one small step you can take today to start building your own digital detox haven? Could it be designating a phone-free zone in your home, turning off notifications for an hour before bed, or planning a screen-free weekend activity? Take that first step. You're capable of creating change, and I'm here to cheer you on every step of the way. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me. Use the hashtag #YourPhoneIsTheVillain on social media and let's keep this conversation going. And that's a wrap for today. Until next time, remember to disconnect to reconnect. And never underestimate the power of putting your phone down and actually living your life. You got this. See you soon.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.